Let's stick on this subject, though, and your use of language and how important it is. The president also waded a little bit further into the situation out in Wisconsin and told governors not to vilify public workers. Now, a New York Times CBS News poll shows that 60% of Americans oppose states' efforts to weaken the collective bargaining rights for union workers. I know you were in Madison, Wisconsin last week. What words are key to the message being received out there?
And by the way, I have the scars
to
from
prove
Madison.
It, yeah.
You use the phrase public workers. If you call them public workers, a majority of Americans respect them. If you call them government workers, a majority of Americans don't.
How about the phrase collective bargaining rights?
Is that you saw 61%, but if it is instead called the right of people to join or not to join a union, then the whole side flips.